This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. He will also lay the foundation stone of the Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction 3rd and 4th Railway Line project, including the construction of a rail-cum-road bridge over the Ganga River. The Prime Minister will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees in Sikkim. He will also participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Pal Jor Stadium in Gangtok today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will highlight India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism and extremism at SCO's meet in Kyrgyzstan today. The minister arrived in Bishkek yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, he will convey India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. Five new districts created in Union Territory of Ladakh, fulfilling people's long-pending demand. Lieutenant Governor Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the issuance of notification for the creation of new districts in the Union Territory. With this, the number of districts in Ladakh will go up to 7 from the existing 2 districts. The 5 new districts are Sham, Nubra, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. We have a report from our Leh correspondent.
People in Ladakh have welcomed this historic decision of Union Territory Administration with a positive spirit for transformative decision for unlocking the immense potential of development of Ladakh. With this new administrative formation, the people will benefit in reducing travel distance, as sometimes they have to travel up to 300 km in the existing 2 districts, and it will also ensure faster and more effective delivery of public services. Yangchen Dolma for Akashwani, Leh Ladakh.
The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code in the state. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. The panel will examine models adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. The committee has been directed to submit its report along with the draft bill within 60 days. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heat wave conditions expected during the upcoming summer months. In a letter to the chief secretaries of states and union territories, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has directed to operationalize dedicated heat stroke management units at all health facilities, ensure preparedness of ambulance services, disseminate early warnings and maintain real-time reporting of heat stroke cases on the IHIP portal. In Gujarat, the counting of votes for the local body elections will be held today. Extensive security and administrative measures have been put in place at counting centres across the state to ensure a transparent counting process. The counting will determine the outcomes for 15 municipal corporations, 84 nagarpalikas, 34 district panchayats and 260 taluka panchayats, alongside by-elections held for 9 seats across 11 municipalities. U.S. President Donald Trump met his national security team to discuss Iran's latest proposal to open the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing a press conference, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt informed that Mr. Trump is discussing Iran's latest proposal without sharing the meeting's outcome. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in Delhi last night. After being invited to bat first, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for just 75 runs in 16.3 overs. In today's fixture, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.